Good job. Okay. So, so let's go back again to the finger modes now that all of us have charts. So the first, the index finger is the structural mode. So you hold your thumb to your index finger. Yeah, I got it on. Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. And then you muscle test. If there's something weak, and we'll go back to that later, then you find out which point on that finger. But essentially, this is kind of like conscious, subconscious body. Well, this is structural, personal ecology, emotional, electrical. So you check first, structural, index finger.
And you may muscle test like the person.
You muscle test the person while you're doing it.
Because you muscle test yourself on your...
Sure you can.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You can muscle test yourself too. Okay.
Is priority mode assumed?
Assumed.
Like, I mean, because you can't be doing this
no.
while you're doing all the rest
yeah.
of it.
No, priority mode is assumed with the finger modes. The only thing that will show up is the thing that's on top of the pile.
Oh, okay.
So it's sort of like if you got a bunch of garbage in there, you're going to start from the top and work your way down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So essentially what happens in setting the goal and then choosing to go after the finger modes, the priority modes, your body's really saying, okay, I'm going to show you the easiest way. So, again, priority is assumed. It's in operation. So, index finger, that's structural. The middle finger is personal ecology, which has to do with our relationship to the outside world. And so it's things like diet, nutrition, and herbs, and water, and that, you know, that kind of stuff. Then the ring finger, we already know, is emotional. And then the little finger is electrical, having to do with the nervous system and the electrical systems of the body, loosely translated there, okay? So run them through. I don't care which hand you use, but just for me, index is structural.
Social.
Personal ecology. Next one down. Emotional. Next one down. Electrical.
Personal ecology again, what did you say that was?
Personal ecology, it is our relationship with the outer world. Mm-hmm. Now, the things that are on there, you can just look at the finger modes. There's adrenals, there's the Riddler points, which have to do with nutritional things.
Oh, on this list, right. Okay.
Yeah. So you get on, when you go to the big list now that has everything, you see where the headers are structural, personal ecology, emotional, electrical. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what you're doing now with your fingers is you're literally going through and saying, so which column am I dealing with?
Yeah, right, I know.
Now, there are a couple other columns. Mostly there's one called other, which has lots of other.
And which finger
okay?
is the other mode?
yeah, well, so you'll see the first one. Yeah. So if you look down that column, the first thing is what's called spiritual energy, and it says EM and EL, which looks like electrical and emotional, which is basically, you can look and see what I'm doing here. I've gone through structural, personal ecology, emotional, electrical. The next mode is electrical and emotional, so I now touch the tip of the little finger and the ring finger together on the thumb. And if that's out, then it's the spiritual energy mode.
Mm.
Then the next, it's supposed to be in bold, so you can see it really easily. But then rebirthing is personal ecology and emotional. So now I've just
Where's
flipped
that?
Over.
Oh, I see that.
And I've done
mm-hmm.
ring finger and middle finger to my thumb. If that's out, that's rebirthing. Hypnotherapy is personal ecology and emotional. Oh.
It's the same thing.
No, it's not, because I didn't do this well. That I'm going to go back. Rebirthing is personal ecology and emotional pads. So it's not the tips of the finger. It's the pads. It's the finger pads, the top joint of the thumb, and those pads together. And then you tip them up, so it's tip to tip of those two fingers and the thumb gives you the structure function.
Hypnotherapy.
Boy, thank you, Graham.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the next one, structural and personal ecology, the tips, that's structure function. And then the next one down, all of the venous arterial, you know where the numbers
mm-hmm.
stop,
mm-hmm.
That is all of the fingertips to the thumb. And then right-left polarity is the fingertips in the palm. That's the hitchhiker mode. You know, it's the fingertips in the palm and your thumb sticking out there, okay?
Wait a minute.
And some of these are a little esoteric, and so it's no big deal, and I'll tell you an easy way to get around them in a minute. But
which did you say the hitchhiker was?
Right-left polarity.
Oh, okay. Right, thank you.
Okay. And then you have the emotional to the palm, and so it just leaves the emotional finger in the palm of your hand. Hard to do for some of us. And that's surrogate. By the way, surrogates is when something else is sitting in for something else, and or it's where some system in your body is acting on some other system or instead of some other system, okay?
Doing it for it.
Yeah. And these are the really odd guys, and you don't even have to know about these guys. Mostly, by the way, these things, if you like them, you put them on your list and forget about the finger modes for these, okay? But then the crystals is structural 5 and personal ecology 3. Oh, my God.
5 and 3, where do you get that?
Structural. I'll get to the numbers in a minute. And there are a couple other pieces there. So those are all odd guys, okay? The last one, the last column is reactive. And that is if you have the hand just flat over the top of the head.
Oh.
If that goes weak, that means there's reactive. Something is reactive. Like we've done reactive muscles, the limiting emotional patterns. It can either be reactive muscles, reactive chakras, reactive organ switches, emotions. I mean, there's lots of different possible reactives there. Don't worry about that at the moment, okay?
Does it matter which way you hold your hand?
No, it doesn't make any difference. It's just the hand flat, the palm flat over the head. Yeah, I don't care which direction it goes.
Well, I get weak one way and strong the other. Maybe it's because I'm on the hemisphere.
You may find it makes a difference for you. Obviously some difference. Okay. So the major ones. Structural, personal ecology, emotional, electrical. If you just do those, everything else you can put on a list or don't worry about, okay? If you want to come down, let's run through a little secondary list here. So let's do again structural, personal ecology, emotional, electrical, then add your ring finger. So that is essentially spiritual energy. Then ring finger and your middle finger is the pads is rebirthing, tips is hypnotherapy. Then structure function is structural and personal ecology. But again, those are all, so you can kind of chase them down. My suggestion to you guys is this. Structural, personal ecology, emotional, electrical, polarity, and reactives. Okay? So don't bother about all the others except for body polarity, because that's an easy one to do and it's an easy one to fix. And then reactive. Polarity is 3/4 of the way down that list of other.
Oh.
It's the palm.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Got it.
I mean, it's the, fingertips
right,
and the palm.
Right.
Okay.
So you're saying the headings and then right-left polarity, the hitchhiker, and then
reactive. Yeah.
And so not the spiritual.
Yeah. And if you want to do any of those kind of things, you can put them on a list, you can do whatever, but most of those are... You know, you're just seeing, I mean, if there's other stuff that's coming up, let's say you come to the end of your balancing, and I'm kind of skipping a step now. So you've gone through, and nothing now goes out on these modes that you've chosen to do, okay?
Yeah.
And you say, okay, something else to clear a check on this. Yeah, there is. Oh, okay. Now go to your list. Okay, so spiritual energy, just put in your
priority mode,
spiritual energy. If there's stress on that, then go down those things under that and see which one. And pretty much, by the way, it's like, great, intercession, which is like prayer, negative input, which basically means that there are people bugging you in your life. You've got either environmental or personality input. Left-right brain affirmations, that's the brain balance, but you've got that on your list anyway. Oh, negative input and negative influence are different, of course. Negative input is somebody yapping at you. Negative influence is just being around stuff. High frequency sound, bells, bulbs, energy drain. I mean, there's a lot of these esoteric things. You know, so if it did come up, you could go down and find out. You could make up something, or frankly, you could just do what I'll tell you how to do in a couple of minutes, which is go find something else that'll clear it up.
Right.
Okay. So don't worry so much about the others. Reactive is good, but mostly I'm going to focus on reactive muscles when we do that. Now, your big manual is actually organized by structural, personal ecology, emotional, electrical.
Okay.
And then the combination, so it's organized in this way. So the big manual, it'll go through, you know, and it'll have all of these points in order. So if you want to know where they are, you go to the structural section. If you, and you find structural five, whatever it is, oh, you need a touch for health balance. Okay, good. So we can do that.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where your big manual comes in. If you want details on these things, let's find out how to find the individual points. And I will simplify this at some point, but right now I want you to kind of understand all of this. Because there'll be a time when you know enough of these that you're willing to dive in and say, okay, I'm willing to have something show up, okay? You know, until you have a bunch of things going, then just keep making your list and do priority mode down your own list, okay, of the things you know how to do. But at some point, you're going to dive into this, and then you'll start learning other things. So let me at least show you how to do this. So it shows you on the paper I gave you there, and that's in your big manual too, by the way, the very front of it. You know, the fingers, what they are, you know, labeled, the hand over the head is reactive, okay? But then it starts showing you where the points are. So let's do this. If in point of fact I have index finger to thumb, structural, and I muscle test myself or the person and it's weak, that means there's something structural there. Then I have to check points. Here's how you check points. The very first joint, right on the joint, is point number one. The next joint is point number two.
Can you do that?
But there's a one and a half in between.
Wait, one, two, and then...
Okay, so on index finger right now, it's easier to do that right at the moment, okay? Okay? So you'll get close. And by the way, there is no structural one, I don't think, anyway. There wasn't last time I looked. Oh, yes, there is. Excuse me, I was wrong. It's personal ecology. Okay. So structural one is the joint. One and a half is halfway between. We're on the side of the finger now.
Two.
Two is the next joint. Two and a half is in between. Three is the next joint. Three and a half is, like, at the base of the fingernail. Still on the side of the finger there.
Okay.
Now, we're up to three and a half. Now we go to four. Four is actually on the back side of the finger. So what you have to do is you have to shove your thumb, the back of your thumb, right at the base of your finger there. Alright? So that's four. Four and a half is in between the joint. Five is on the joint. Five and a half is in between those two joints. Six is on the joint. Six and a half is at the base of the fingernail on the other side of the finger there. Now, when you've gotten that far, then you've run out of two sides of the finger.
Wait,
so again,
that doesn't match the diagram.
Oh,
the
God.
Diagram has aspect. Four at this joint, and it doesn't have you digging all the way down here.
Wait a minute.
It
does.
Thank you, God.
Nope.
Which makes sense because I can't really get.
Can't get.
That.
Thank you.
So where does it start? At the second joint.
Starts at the second joint on the back side of your finger. Yeah.
Right.
So you don't use the
thank you.
Knuckle on
right.
that far.
I apologize.
I don't know. I'm not looking here.
Yeah. Sometimes I do
here.
Things too automatically, and that's why
that's
Graham's
sure.
here to make sure that we
yeah.
don't skip anything important.
I can't. So this is the
diagram.
Index. Is that the?
No, they're not both true.
Huh? It'll be the same for every.
I made a mistake.
Three.
Yeah.
I don't have to reach around the finger. I can reach whatever way is easiest to get to the back of the finger.
Yeah.
Or
over the, yeah. Well, you got to get to the back.
Oh, here.
How are you
going
to get
think,
to it the other
right
way?
Here.
You seem to really be wrapped around it.
These
yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Three
3 to 4.
That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
That's
yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
4.5 to 5. Yeah.
Okay. So start from 1 again, just because
no.
Good practice.
No.
Okay.
So
okay. 1.
Phil.
So. One,
so actually, we're still
three.
We're only dealing
same
with the index finger.
Same finger.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. Same finger. Other side of the finger.
1, 2, 3.
You were all the way over on a different finger.
That is the back.
Yeah.
I thought back, I thought this back.
No.
This is the far side, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
right.
Walk through with me again, just to count it out and just to feel it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So 1 is the first joint. We're
one.
On the thumb side of this index finger now. 1.5, 2,
uh-huh.
2.5, 3, 3.5. Now you flip the back side, and I apologize. On the on the knuckle itself is 4. Four and a half. So now, by the way, we're on the side of the index finger that's between the index and the middle finger. So on the side of the finger. So 4.5. The next joint up is 5. Then it's 5.5. Now you come down to the underside, the palm side of the finger. Yeah.
Look, when I was on this side, I'm kind of using the front of the
I know,
the
and then you're using the back of your thumb on the
then
other side.
Am I using the point of the thumb?
No,
the
back
the
of the thumb's fine.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
The back of the fingernail is fine.
Question.
Whatever works, you bet. Yeah.
Okay.
So now you're onto the underside. So at the very base of the finger on the underside is 6.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then, so we're coming up the middle of the underbelly of that index
eight.
Finger. 6.5. The first joint at the joint on the finger there is 7. There's 7.5. The next
mm-hmm.
joint up is 8.
Mm-hmm.
8.5.
Mm-hmm.
The tip of the finger, I hope I'm not going to do this one wrong, should be 9. It is, thank goodness.
Is that the same as what you did before when you were just checking
it? Yeah, when
I was
just checking it, yeah.
But now it's different.
Oh, there's 9. It's
yeah,
9
is the tip
it.
Of the finger. By the way, what Graham is pointing out is that 9 looks a whole like what we did to get this finger. So remember now we're doing the priority mode, I mean the assumed priority. So first of all, we know we're just scanning for the finger. So we're not looking for a specific point right now, we're scanning for the finger. Now if I come up to it, counting through, we're actually pulling out point number 9.
And the intent.
Well, and,
yeah.
And the body. And that whole list doesn't have a 9 on the structure.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just fine, but it's true. It's the same points on every finger.
Fingers,
yeah, right, because it's the main thing. Probably.
Well, no, not because some of them
no.
do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so don't make that assumption.
All right.
So that's 9. 10, now, by the way, you got to come over the top of your finger.
Oh, that's onto the thumb.
Yeah.
You got to go to your thumb?
Right,
yeah.
Come over to the top
of
the thumb.
Middle
so,
and
the, no, the thumb...
I'm
oh
thinking
God.
How it can't be
yes,
on the
it
thumb.
Yes, it is. So 10, come with the
thumb.
Index finger, go on top of the thumbnail, and then that's 10, and then the thumb joint is 11.
So this picture with just one thing sticking up by itself, that one thing is the thumb.
That's
right.
The thumb.
Okay.
Yeah. So that whatever finger you're doing, in this case doing the structural finger, comes over the top. So we've done 9 as the tip of the finger, then a finger slips over for 10, and slips over to the joint for 11.
Yeah.
And the thumb, the 10 and 11, is going to be the same 10 and 11 for all the other fingers?
Yeah, but it's just a different
finger.
Yeah, it's the combination. It's the finger touching it makes a difference on what how it reads.
Okay.
Yeah. And that 10 is like, it's really, I consider it the base of the thumbnail is that point. It's not at the tip of the thumb. It's the base of the thumbnail, and then the thumb joint is 11.
Okay.
Here it says it's on the thumbnail, and then 11 is on the base of the nail.
No, wait a minute.
Okay.
Finger pad over thumbnail. Finger pad over thumbnail.
Nail bed. Thank you.
Nail bed.
And
that?
I don't.
That's the bottom.
The base of the nail.
Base of the nail. Yeah. Sorry, guys. You know, some of the stuff I just do by reflex, and I don't. You know, so intention is more powerful than accuracy. So thank
mm-hmm.
you, Graham, for
yeah,
keeping us
good.
Honest. It's all actually on there, which is why I want to make sure we had one. Okay. So 10 is the thumbnail, and then 11 is the base of the thumbnail there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, 12, you actually were back now with the thumb being the pointer, goes over the nail
uh-huh.
of the index finger.
Is there 12 on this page?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
okay.
you.
So that now we're on the the tap, if your hand's flat on the table, we're on the top of the finger now, okay?
Right. What?
So then you have 12 is the fingernail. 12 and a half is the fingernail bed. 13 is the joint. 13 and a half is between the joint and the next bone. And 14 would be the next bone. And 14 and a half is on top, right down before the final joint.
Okay, so it's not the knuckle.
Yeah. And I don't know why it doesn't tell you where 14 is, because maybe nothing has a 14, but 14 really is on top of that knuckle right there. And 14 and a half is it.
It's just saving space. Figured we could assume.
Oh,
yeah.
It says 14 and a half. It just doesn't say 14.
Yep. But it's there. It's on that joint. All right. Now, the deal is, so the index finger goes out, you then have to start counting. One, one and a half, two, two and a half, three, three and a half. Whatever goes out, then you can look up on your chart and see what sits at structural three.
Oh, okay.
Just walk it through.
Yeah. So once you found structural has something out, you have nothing to do other than just walk through. So one, one and a half, two, two and a half, three, three and a half, four, four and a half, five, five and a half, six, we're underneath, six and a half, seven, seven and a half, eight, eight and a half, nine, 10, 11, 12, excuse me, I did that wrong, yeah, 12, 12 and a half, 13, 13 and a half, 14, 14 and a half, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that's not complicated enough.
Yeah, let's do it on another finger.
No, you stay with one finger
okay.
at a time here, because this will be easier to show you this. I want you to notice, if you look at your, wherever I just put my chart, look at structural one. Let's say I was lucky enough, or I just it happened, I touched a structural finger, it went weak. I start off structural one, it went weak. Notice there are three things, if you look up structural one, oh my God, there's a 1A, 1B, 1C. So is it cranials, inferior occiput, or TMJ? So here's it shows you on your paper here. But on structural one, A always is the top of your hand, is toward the top. C always is toward the bottom, B's in the middle. So one goes out, then I go up a little. I'm still on the side, but I'm on the top of the side. 1A, 1B, 1C.
Okay. 1A is the top.
Yeah.
One B is the middle, and one C is the bottom.
Yep. Where does it show that? There it is. You
on
see at the bottom right hand side there. Okay. A, B, C.
Okay.
So again, that's all on the side, and that's a real fine distinction there. And it gets even finer. So again, remember, intention is more powerful than accuracy. When you're on the back side of the finger on four, oh God, it's 4A, 4B, 4C. it's sort of like it's a lot. So you can get as far as the number, don't worry about the ABC, and then just put in your priority mode and go, okay, so cranials, TMJ, inferior occiput, see which one comes up to do. And that maybe makes it easier, but I want you to know how this system actually works when you're really ready to do the whole thing. There's a lot of pieces, and you'll just get used to doing it, and you won't think about it, which is why I keep telling you wrong things, because I don't think about it anymore. It's a bitch to teach and learn the first time through.
Mm.
Now, you're going to notice that every finger works the same. So let's go to personal ecology. Okay? One is way down at the base of that.
Okay.
One and a half is in the middle. Two, two and a half, three is at the joint. Three and a half is still on that inside there at the nail. Go back around the back side, on the side there, between the middle and the ring finger, that's four, four and a half, five, five and a half. Come underneath to the base, six, six and a half, seven, seven and a half, eight, eight and a half, nine is the tip, 10 is the middle finger over the, this is 10 personal ecology, over the thumb nail.
Mm-hmm.
11 is the middle finger over the thumb bed. 12, now the thumb goes on top of the thumbnail of the middle finger there, okay? 12 and a half, the thumb is on top of the nail bed. 13, the joint, 13 and a half, 14 is the next joint, 14 and a half is the next joint. The farther away you get, the harder this gets to do. I cannot get the back side of my little finger of electrical.
Oh, I can do
that. Yeah, some people can do that.
You sure can. You got some there.
So I want to show you a couple of possibilities here. And so come on up, Graham, for a second, if you're willing. So I'm going to have you just be this way so they can see my hands. So I'm going to go through. So I can go through here. And I can go through the finger mode. I can find out something is out. I found out the electrical, okay. So then I go one, one and a half, two, two and a half, three. Didn't want that, but that's okay. So what's three? A, B. What's three
electrical?
B on electrical? Three B on electrical.
Three A, three. On electrical?
Electrical.
Three is contralateral joint, and it's got three and
a half.
Is it three and a half? Environmental negative energy?
Yeah.
There's no B.
There's no B. So three and a half. So some of these have A's, B's, and C's. Some have half. That's
okay.
Fine. So it's environmental negative energy. So that's an interesting little piece. So there's something in your environment. I'm toxic, you know. but by the way, I would ask, is there anything you're aware of in your environment that's not optimal?
Right now?
Air, water, food, furniture, ergonomics, your car, pollution.
I haven't been sitting as ergonomically as I ought to be over here.
Okay. So I can always check that, by the way, by holding the point that was out, and it's stressed, and so I say, okay, so sitting better. All right, great. So his body's willing to take that. Whether that's the big thing or not, his body, because it makes it strong. Just saying sitting better, okay?
Made it strong.
Made it stronger. So I know I have something that I'm working with here. Now, and by the way, I should have gotten an emotion and all that kind of stuff, but
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can move on.
Okay.
Now, here's the tricky part. Let's say I had to get around that I...
Mm-hmm.
So then, by the way, I cleared that when I go back and I start all over again with structural. Always start back at the beginning. You don't just keep going from where you were. You always start back at the beginning.
Start back from the beginning when?
Yeah. I just
when
found a point.
Yeah.
Electrical three and a half.
Yeah.
And so we noticed something that might make a difference. It did make it stronger.
Okay
great. The point cleared. Now
okay.
I said, what's next? I have to start at the very beginning again.
Okay.
So my point to you guys right now, I'm going
to clear
this way just a bit. I'm going
to
come back here. Let's say that I end up not, you know, I'm on electrical and I can't get to the back of my finger, which I can't. Okay, I can't. Some of you can. Great. I can do what? Four, four and a half, five. Five and a half.
With your other hand.
With my other hand. Okay? I can come back and do six, six and a half, seven, seven and a half. Okay?
Now it doesn't matter what, because you use your thumb width on the same hand, but you just use any old finger.
Yeah, theoretically you're supposed to use your thumb, and I use any finger and it'll work. But each finger has a little polarity, so if you want to be really purist, use your thumb.
Mm.
Or use two fingers to touch the points, which means you're covering lots of points. The other way to play this game, and sometimes I do this. I try and do, especially for people who are brand new at this, and this is weird stuff. You know, I can do finger modes here invisibly, but they haven't a clue what's going on. So a lot of times I will say, okay, I'm going to check through, and I'll show them that I'm doing this. So I violate my own rule of not having two hands in the body. But a lot of times what I'll do is I'll actually go through, and I'll check finger modes on Graham. Okay?
So you can actually touch the point.
So I'm touching him. Okay. So I have this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. See? Yeah. I'm using my finger now. That's okay. Alright, so then I have to, so I found the point on him.
So five.
Four and a half.
Four and a half.
Do we have electrical four and a half? Anything on that?
Contralateral spindle.
Contralateral. contralateral.
Come on, Graham.
Contralaterally.
Give your dad a break.
Some of these require a little thinking. Must have been five. It was close enough. What's five? No, I can't do that one. No. So the deal is, I actually know what contralateral spindles is, but I have to find spindle cells is when you turn a muscle off artificially. Okay. Contralateral means on the opposite side of the body, not just opposite side, but opposite upper and lower, left and right. So the contralateral muscle to the bicep. Oh, let me see if I can really do this. Is the hamstring. Yeah. Okay. So those are contralateral muscles, and the triceps, the quadriceps. So if he's telling me he's got trouble with his hamstrings, it might be that what I actually need to do, instead of messing with his hamstrings, I actually need to spindle off the contralateral muscle then turn it off. Yeah.
Okay.
That then will reset and reset the relationship between those two. So that's the short version. Read up on it a little if you want to do that. But I'm just saying that's when it might show up. So now you've seen two things. I can just do finger modes invisibly. I can do finger modes on my other hand for ones I can't reach. I can do finger modes on his hand so he can see and he's part of this process. Okay?
So actually, can I tell you what's been whacked?
Yeah.
Recently, this whole thing, I got a really bad smash into the hand on the weekend, and this whole thing was kind of sore. It's mostly better, but I have remote.
Ah!
That one, it would be down.
Yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah. So we've got.
You're just going like front, back, up and down as the contralateral.
Yeah. Yeah.
And could you just like circumlocate to figure out what?
Yeah. Yeah. You can. So the deal is, it was 4.5 up here. So let me see if I can hook around and find my 4.5. Which
you want me to hold it in?
No, I could have him hold it, but I've got it here. So it is stressed here, and now I can actually circuit locate and find out that. I'm touching his spot that's getting in trouble.
Okay.
And the fact that this changes the indicator mode. See, without doing anything, that's weak. The fact that changes it says I'm on to something.
Oh, you also could just put it in circuit and not have to hold it with your hand.
Thank you.
Doesn't work, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so the other piece is, yeah. So I've got this, and now I can go down around.
This is my calf of the shin.
I would think it's your calf.
Yeah, you would think it would be. But you know what we do? We just keep testing this until we find out that it didn't point it back. It's the calf, okay?
Just as you thought.
Yeah. So now...
Do you have to check if it's a pinch or a spread?
No, you just have to figure out which one has to be done.
Right, that's what I meant.
Oh, yeah, which one you have to do.
Right. Like, before when we circumlocate, you would test it pinch and you would test it spread.
No, I just mean, which one am I going to do? Am I going to do this one or that one?
Oh, would it be that one because it's contralateral?
It might be, but I don't know for sure.
I thought that's what contralateral meant.
It does. But what I'm saying is they are contralateral spindles, but which one do I work on that's going to give me the most benefit?
It's not necessarily the one that is.
See, I might need to work on the one that's giving you trouble.
No.
Okay. Well, then there would be nothing contralateral about it because this is where we started.
He's too smart.
I know. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Do either one.
Yeah. So let's make him right anyway. So. So we get this little guy and pinch it, and that's good. Okay. So.
So what did you just do, now?
I just had the mode, and I just did a little pinch. I could hold the mode. I could have put the mode in.
We did before on Jody, I think.
Okay. Pinching.
Yeah. And we're just pinching this right now.
Pinching
and by the way,
off.
Pinching
okay.
it turns
right.
it off.
Turns
and if
right.
you If you spread it, and you could check pinch or spread, you know, make it stronger, make it weaker, but the truth is if you turn it off, it's going to turn itself back on, it's going to reset. So either way, and that's just the fastest reset that I know there, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if we'd been really smart, we'd have had an emotion, and then I come back out here, and I check that here, and that's clear, okay? So thank you. Thanks for noticing that.
Mm.
Now, I was going somewhere else. Okay. So now let's say I come across a point I don't know. So we're going along, and I'll use his.
A point you don't know from where? From his contralateral thing?
No, now I'm done with contralaterals, and I go back through,
back
and
okay.
something goes out here.
Oh,
okay.
That's what you don't
and
know.
I go 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5, 3.5. Now I don't know what's on 3.5. Somebody tell me what's on structural 3.5.
That'd be 3B.
Yep.
Transverse column process.
3B is the same as 3.5?
Yeah.
There's only 3 ABC. Okay.
Wait, then there would be. Well, wait, then there's
well,
a trick.
Oh,
there's
oh,
no
oh,
three
oh,
and
oh,
a half.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
Oh, there's no 3.5.
No. Is there 3.5?
No.
No.
Just ABC.
Oh, good. There's
just
3
ABC.
Okay.
Just
so there's nothing for 3.5. So this
oh.
is a point right here. Doesn't have any ABCs, doesn't have any anything. It came up and it has stress. So you're right, Graham, it's perfect. Because
right.
not only do I not know what it is, but there hasn't been anybody else who's known what it is either.
Okay.
So what do I do with this point? The body's obviously saying there's something out of balance here. What do I do with it? So what I want to do is I want to put it in circuit.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Now I have a weak indicator muscle, and I'm telling the body, now give me another way to clear this. Now here you got to shift your thinking, guys, because I'm starting with a weak muscle, and I'm looking for something to make this stronger now.
Okay, so you're going to touch the points and
so now that doesn't make it stronger, that doesn't make it stronger, that doesn't make it stronger, that does make it stronger.
Electrical today.
All right, yeah, a lot of electrical today. Oops, I'm not on electrical, that doesn't help, no wonder it didn't work. 1, 1.5. 2, so what's electrical 2? I'm sure there's something there, hold this. A, B, what's electrical 2B?
Switching.
I knew that.
Yeah, so you're switching points. So whatever this point was that isn't on the chart,
right.
or if it was something that I said, what the hell is that? I don't know how to do that. Then you just put it in circuit, go through and find something else that you do know, which,
yeah.
by the way, made it stronger. So now I have a strong indicator, which means that that switching point actually cleared up whatever this was that was in circuit.
Which means you can drop the circuit now.
But I'm gonna be careful. I'm just going to give you an extra piece because there may be other things that may have made it stronger but may not have completed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back and I check the switching point, which was fine. I go back. Now I have a strong indicator. Anything else out with what I've got in circuit here?
So you're still in circuit, but you've gone back to looking for weaknesses.
I
can
say, is there anything else? And there's nothing else that shows up. Actually, I can do this guy. I could do this guy. Nothing else shows up. Now I can drop the circuit. Now I can come back and I can touch this mystery point, structural 3.5. It stays strong. So whatever we did cleared it up.
And we could potentially need to do like 2 or 3 things.
Yeah, you might have had to do 2 or 3 things.
That's why you hung on to it for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Putting it in circuit was a quick thing that you did, and I'm not remembering how you do it.
The way you do it is while you are getting a stress, you actually just move your feet about 18 inches apart,
okay.
and or zip it in to your forehead.
Okay.
And you just need to do it while you are actually getting the weak indicator muscle, because then it holds that at that point.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can get an emotion on that forearm too, and that'll help. Sit ergonomically too. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good dogs telling me that.
Yeah. So, that's a lot of Okay. So what I wanna remind you right now, this is just to show you kinda how the system works in its ideal full blown glory and gory, okay? And I want you to know that you can find these points on yourself. You can find them on the hand that you're not testing with. You can reach over and touch your own hand over here and find them. It doesn't matter. You can touch them on the person's hand that you're testing, even on their other hand. It doesn't matter. They could go through and do the finger modes.
Mm-hmm.
Just somebody somewhere in this connection
mm-hmm.
is going through those points. So what you have now is, as much as anything, this is more of a reference point for you. Because if you want to find out more about some process that you're doing, there might be something more in the big book that's not in your little book. Or you might want to say, I want to know about, oh yeah, this thing here keeps you know, I've heard about that, or I'm curious about that, or I think I want to do that. So you can use this as a way to look up stuff and learn new things. The other thing that you can do as an intermediate step, and this actually works pretty well, you make your own priority checklist, structural, personal ecology, emotional, electrical. You put on that checklist, you look down the structural finger, and you say, what do I know? I know how to do cranials, inferior occiput. Both of those are in the centering balance. Okay? So I could do those if I had to. Spindle cells, I could do spindle cells. I know how to do fixations, you know, light on the forehead or sunshine on the forehead. Pelvic postures, dural torque, I know how to do those because they're in the centering balance. Specific exercise, by the way, that's really fun, or specific massage or specific manipulation. That just means that, you know, exercise, massage, or adjustment, chiropractic adjustment, you know, is going to be helpful. And you can actually just do some statements and check around and, you know, have you thought about exercising, what exercise, and test out different exercises, or let it go. Mm-hmm. But you go down this list and say, what do I know? I know how to do 14 muscle balance. I know how to do cross crawl. And you list all the things you know on that structural finger. You do the same thing on personal ecology, emotional, and electrical. Then, if you want to do finger modes, you go through and you check. Structural, personal ecology, emotional, electrical. Let's say emotional goes out. Now you have a list of things on the emotional finger that you know how to do. Go away from the 1, 2, 3, 4. Just put in your priority mode and go down the things that you know on the emotional finger. Yeah, and you just do them off a list. So what you've done now is you've gone to the heart of the priority balance, which is body, tell me what category it's in.
Yeah.
And then you've let the fingers go, just gone into priority mode and said, okay, these are the things that I know that fit for that category. Which one of these is going to help? And the body will tell you which one has stress, which one you need to do. That way you're beginning to use that priority mode, the finger mode, balancing here, with things that you actually know.
So it's like a combination between that
and that.
That,
exactly. Now, I gave you guys a... But there are several terminology things, and then we will take another break in a minute. Thanks for the reminding me on.
Oh.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I gave you guys a checklist. Looks a little like this. Mine's a little different than yours, but it looks a little like this at the beginning of your short manual, you know, the priority list, which just says balancing processes, clearing processes, you know, to go down your list with the priority mode to see what you're going to do first, second, and third. Yeah, that's it. Well, actually, yours is in a straight line, yeah. I never remember. I got a couple of versions of it.
We had that too somewhere.
Yeah, it is.
This was in the reference manual. It was like the first or second page.
Yeah.
If you're looking
in the
if
big
you're looking
manual.
At this is just like the checklist
of
the stuff.
Oh, that's my checklist. Yeah, no, I'm talking about this one that has.
It's on the back of that.
First or second page.
Oh, like I don't have.
Oh, not that one. But let's see, Betty. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, that one.
Well, maybe it's shorter than yours.
Yeah,
I think it's in Touch for Health. Is what it is. Maybe not.
I don't know.
Well,
I had pulled this out already.
You keep
it's
going.
Like
I just
thought that's
out.
It. No, okay.
No.
Yeah, there was two.
I don't think it's in Touch for Health.
No.
It wasn't? Okay.
I think there was one in each of them.
So
I think I got one in Touch for Health and one
yeah,
in
I thought I did that one.
It was the first page, actually, of this.
Yeah.
I
stole this from Janet just real quickly because what this is it's actually a list of and I don't know where it is. It's somewhere
it was in Touch for Health.
This was in Touch for Health.
Yeah.
This is all the Touch for Health things that fell under the structural, personal ecology, emotional.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a starting list of things that you know or should know how to do from Touch for Health. Okay.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so that's where that came from. But that, so I put those things in, so now you can put that back right here where it was, so
okay,
you don't lose
yeah.
that. Okay.
No, yeah.
All right. So you've got this priority checklist somewhere.
Oh, here it is. I got it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to clarify a little something with this.
I don't know what I know.
I should have named it better. Under balancing processes, the first thing says priority balance. Well, the truth is every single thing we do is a priority balance because we're using priority mode or whatever. When it says priority balance there, what it really means is finger mode. And so if you want to write that in, instead of priority balance, it's a finger mode balance. That'll tell you, if you have that on your list, if it comes up, that's when you want to go to these finger modes and then go to that fancy chart, okay? Or to your own list of things that you know on it. So on there, under balancing process, it should say finger mode balance instead of priority balance.
Oh, I already wrote that in there.
Yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, it's just I didn't
you must have,
I wasn't as
it
tidy
before
as I could have been. Okay. So at any rate, I strongly suggest that, you know, we work off of, so I'm gonna do a quick review here for a minute. Every session you do, you set a goal, you get an emotion on the goal. And you remember, you get an emotion on every single little piece that comes up, no matter what it is that you're doing. Okay?
Every clearing piece.
Every little clearing piece that you end up doing. Then you can use this. So you have an emotion, you have a goal. You can use your checklist here with your priority mode, going down the things that you've highlighted on here that you know. So the trick is, by the way, the things you really know and you're willing to work with, highlight them and only list those things once
right.
you go through here, okay? And then you do whatever comes up, whatever process comes up, and then you go through your list again and check, you know, balancing processes, clearing process, wherever there's stress, you go down that list of your highlighted things. Finger mode balance is one thing potentially on that list. You probably won't highlight that on your list right now until you start getting your own list of things that are on each of those fingers, like that one that I gave you, Out of Touch for Health, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a great way to do it. So then your beginning finger mode balance, if that comes up as a priority to do, your beginning finger mode balance is always the four fingers. Whichever one has stress, you then go down your list of things that fit on that finger that you know how to do and that you're willing to do. Do that, go back, and check the finger again, and then keep going through until all the fingers are clear.
So we're not even using the reference.
We're not using the 1, 2, 3s, ABCs right now.
Names.
Because right now there's more things that you don't know than there are that you do know.
Right.
When you get to the point where you actually know more things than you don't,
yeah,
you can start going through the numbers, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5s, and all of those guys, and get close. Because what you don't know, you just put it in circuit and find something you do know to clear it, okay? All right. But that's how it works. Graham.
So about gaining the emotions, just to
yes.
make sure I have sort of the ordering the process right. So you do balancing, clearing goes weak, sabotage, pain, blah, blah, blah. Emotion tapping goes weak.
Yeah.
So you know you're going to do emotion tapping. Do you get the emotion for emotion tapping right then, and then do the emotion tapping process?
No, that process has a built-in emotion.
Okay.
I mean, you actually, it builds in finding it. But let's say you came up with centering balance.
Okay.
Okay? Then I would get an emotion right then and there, an emotion on the centering balance as a whole.
Okay.
Then I'd go through and I'd check each component of the centering balance. I'd check gates. If they were out, I'd get an emotion on gates. Then I would fix the gate points.
Okay.
Then I'd come up and I'd check the pelvic postures. And if that's out, I'd get an emotion on pelvic postures, and then I'd clear the pelvic postures.
And these aren't things that you have to put in circuit or anything. It's just the fact that you just now indicated there's stress with that, but since then you stop poking the spot or whatever it is, so the stress is away, so you can have the strong
right.
anterior muscle for the emotion, then you just
yeah.
go back to fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And
so
you'll just know that some things, you're going to be gaining emotions as part of the process, so you don't have to do that
right
away right. when they come
so
up.
So when you do personality traits, for instance, you're getting emotions. You do truth statements, you're getting emotions. You know, you do limiting emotional behaviors, you're getting emotions.
Okay?
Okay?
It's just if you get something that you know is just physical,
yeah.
Then add an extra one
then
on top of it so you're
exactly.
sure there's something.
Get the emotion on it. Exactly. Okay? And even, by the way, on a 14 muscle balance, if it comes up to a 14 muscle balance, even though you're going to get emotions during the balancing, get an emotion on the 14 muscle balance. You know, so you can never go wrong by getting too many emotions, okay? Because
mm-hmm.
every emotion that you notice releases some charge. So any other pieces on that? I know it was a big chunk, and I'm sorry it was messy, but I want you to understand it. Yeah, Graham.
What is it about fingers that you can touch all the different spots and have it do something? What's
you know, I actually don't know the answer to that. I think I told you guys the story. The buddy of my running buddy the brother of my running buddy in high school was a chiropractor. And what he noticed was, he noticed that in meditation there are certain mudras, there are certain hand positions that are done to create certain effects. So he just began by saying, so what is it about those hand positions? And so when he would find one of these mudras was out of balance, he would do everything he knew how to do to find out what was going on with that person. And then he would record it, and when people started getting similar results, then they became real solidified points. I don't know what it is about the hands. There are lots of things that are, it's like acupuncture points. You know, you have, the whole body is represented on your ear. You know, the whole body, you know, you can find acupressure points on your hand, on your feet. And so I don't know what it is, you know. No good answer for that one. It's convenient.
Yeah, you carry it with you.
Yeah, exactly. So any other questions on the basics of finger mode?
You mentioned reactives. Did we do anything with reactives?
No.
Was that the
hand over the head?
Hand over the head.
Right now, by the way, until you want to get really esoteric, if hand over the head, because I like you to do that one, so the four muscles, the body polarity. By the way, if body polarity is out, if you test that one and it's weak,
yeah.
The correction for that, get the emotion. Crisscross the hands, rub the K27 with the thumb. While they're holding the points. You could do a forearm too, but have them hold the points, crisscross, and then just switch which hand is on top.
Did we do that with the center balancing?
Yeah. Yeah, that came out at the end of the centering balance. But that's something that I like to keep in, because it's an easy mode, it's an easy correction. And it's one of those things that occasionally, when you've done a lot of other changes, occasionally it's like it gets kind of lagged in there. Reactives, if you get reactives, here's my suggestion with what you already know. You can read up on reactive organs, reactive, you know, meridians, reactive, everything else. There's all kinds of different reactives. But essentially, the commonality is reactives implies that you've got two things that do not work together. Our whole process, limiting emotional patterns and touch for health, was about clearing those reactives at a much more fundamental level. But I've shown you how it works. You know, the two muscles don't work well together. You clear it with the points. So here's how I would do it. Anybody have any reactives? Just let me know. You don't have to know what they are. Just say yes if
sure.
you're able to say yes. Thank you.
I mean, it's like, I don't know what it is. That's not the point. Who cares?
I missed the part.
I know,
man.
Reactive.
Yeah,
see? He knows. Yeah. I'm
just reactive.
Yeah, you're just reacting.
So I'm going through and I'm checking all the modes, and I've gone through all of these four guys in the hitchhiker mode, and I come up here and I do this, and in point of fact, there's reactives here, okay?
Well, I asked for them. He's not bringing them with him, you know?
So now, what I want you to do, if that comes up, I want you to stay with the basic touch for help. And here's how I want you to do this. Because it's really easier, and frankly, whatever you find in the muscles and in the meridians will clear all the other stuff as well. There is some educational stuff to note that you have reactive self-image. I see myself as really as a good husband, and I see myself as a good friend, but I can't be a good husband and a good friend at the same time. You know, that's reactive, you know, self-image. You know, I mean, so we could play with all that, Jeff. But you can read about that. Right now, what I want you to do is I want you to use the alarm points. So you go through and you just do the limiting emotional patterns with the alarm points. Okay. So you check, and you find, so for him, circulation is out, and I just keep checking down through.
You're just doing the touch, the light touch?
Light touch, I'm
okay.
Looking for over energy. Okay.
But you wouldn't have to check him all the way through if you're in priority mode, right?
Yeah, I could do, but right now, yeah, so I could.
Just for the heck of it.
Phil's right. So I could do priority mode, and I could do each individual point here. He only had one, but it's right there, okay? But then I could know, okay, I got it, you know? So if I only need one, that's great. So I could do priority mode, and I could find that. Now, I could do priority mode. So that was circulation. I could do priority mode, and I know I'm supposed to have two fingers. That's the problem with priority mode.
Mm-hmm.
Although, I could put priority mode in circuit, and now I can test these. Okay, so now I'm pushing a little deeper. I'm looking for the priority under energy. Right there is liver.
Oh,
so,
are you testing both at the same time?
Yeah, both at the same time. Yeah. So now what we have is we have circulation and we have liver. This is a hard one to prove that it doesn't work, but if you have liver meridian, I'm going to push up. So hold this guy here. That's strong. Gluteus medius. Hold your leg out to the side just a little. Like that. Yeah, there you go. I'm going to push in. Like that. That's strong. And now I come back out here and I hit liver meridian, which doesn't even know how to work yet, okay? So even though they're not right next to each other, you know, I could actually show him. I always try and find an easier one than that. But I could actually show him those are reactive.
Okay?
You got two muscles. It told me two meridians. I know the muscles for those meridians. The light touch is which one is over energy. The deep touch is the one that's under energy. We did priorities. So all I do is I go to my little yellow card here, and we find what I say it was here. I said it's circulation right there. So one of those words you'd love to let go of for circulation, the over energy. What's one of those over here on the right you'd like to let go of?
right. No pressure. Let's give him a little
pressure on
you. He's got choices, and now you're giving him pressure.
Pressure, yeah.
Pressure.
Hurry.
Fear of failure. That's a good one for pressure. Fear, interesting.
That's
wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Jealousy, blame, comfort, conquer, discourage. Regret.
Right?
Stubborn.
Yeah.
I'm really stubborn about being regretful.
You're regretting being stubborn.
All right, the other was liver, okay. The liver.
I do not want to eat my liver. I am stubborn about that. But I do like my fish, my cod oil.
One of those you'd like to experience more of?
Sleep. That's not on here.
I know.
Happiness, content, cheer.
yeah, cool. I'm from
trusting, allowance, understanding, powerful giving, forgiveness, transformation, charity. I am transformation.
Alright, great. So his stubbornness is what gets in the way of his transformation. You get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he gets it. All
right, so here you go. These guys here.
He's stubborn. See his body language?
Yeah, I know.
I
let go of feeling too much stubborn. I let go of feeling too much stubborn. I allow myself to feel more transformation.
Great. Okay. So now I don't have to go back, but if it was an easy one, I would do it. So just relax for a minute. Let me test this guy here again. So just, you can lean on me a bit. But that one, and this one here.
I know, I love
strong,
it when I do this.
Okay?
Like everything is a strong.
So
you only did the emotional correction. You didn't do the tapping and a rubbing.
No.
Okay.
No, because this is reactive. So all I want you to do, when reactive comes up, I want you to check the alarm points lightly to find the over energy, then deeply to find the under energy. If you use priority, there's only going to be one. If you don't use priority, there might be more. You just fill out the little sheet that we have for limiting emotional patterns. Have them do it just like this. You come back again, and you put hand over top of the head, and that's clear. If it's still with stress, I'd go back and see. We shouldn't just use priority. There's another one here, okay? So if it's still stress, I'd look for another one, okay?
So you wouldn't worry about checking under the reactive list where it says muscle,
no.
Chakras, organs.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying right now.
Just do it for the whole reactive.
Yeah. So what I'm saying right now is when reactives comes up, later on read about reactive self-image and reactive chakras and reactive da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
But right now, when that comes up, stick with the stuff that you really know, which is very powerful in and of itself. It will actually, by implication, how is that for saying? It'll actually surrogate for whatever the other stuff is. There is educational value in, you know, physiologically and mentally in doing some of the other things and seeing the patterns and noticing those things and stuff like that, okay? So someday when you get really good and confident, then read about those and start working on those. But the bottom line is, in terms of clearing energy, this is one of the most powerful pieces you can do for reactives. I would just do this so you're not staying away from it in any way. You're not complicating it in any way. You know your alarm points. You know how to do the, you know, choose the words and do the statements, and just do those. So if the reactives comes up, just do the alarm points, find the limiting emotional pattern or patterns, and clear those guys.
So why not do that with all the categories?
Huh?
Why not do that with structural and priority?
Do which?
The limiting emotional. The alarm point. It goes back to the whole you can clear anything with anything.
Yeah, what I'm saying with the other ones, there are some specific things that you still know how to do
right.
in there. So I'd like you to do something specific to whichever finger goes out.
Okay.
This happens to be the reactive mode. Limiting emotional patterns is something very specific to the reactive mode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You were going to say something, Grant.
So limiting emotional patterns isn't on the list elsewhere. It would be reactive meridian.
That's exactly right.
That would be
It's not on the list anyplace else. The other place it could show up is on structural 5, I think it is, where it says touch for health balance.
You could just do it.
14 muscle
that,
balance
yeah.
or something like that. You could do it there if you wanted to. It depends on how thorough you want to be.
Emotional 3.5B says stress statements and then it says plus minus. Does that mean stress statements or truth statements? You can do either one.
No. Stress statements are the I love and respect myself, and your body says yes, no.
Right.
Half of me does, half of me doesn't. That when it says plus minus.
I was mixing truth statements and personality.
Exactly.
Statements
are similar. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is stress statements. And this essentially is where you make a series of statements and you clear them either by integrating them or by doing this. Where it says plus minus, it actually means to do it both ways.
So
I love myself, I don't love myself. You want to be strong on the I love myself and weak on the I don't love myself. I don't care anymore about doing that. It's really much nicer and easier just to clear the positive one and that'll take care of the other one.
Right.
Because we're actually testing the stress statements with both sides of the brain, so we're going to get any resistance in there taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions on those guys? There actually are more things than you might imagine that you know how to do on that finger mode chart.
They break a lot of them up into little pieces.
Yeah. Yeah, because the finger mode chart is very, very specific, which is why, again, the centering balance, you know, that the centering balance came about because I noticed every time pelvic postures went out, then I ended up having to do switching, and then I ended up someplace in the balancing having to do this, and then having to do that, and then I did cranial, and then I did, and I thought, well, wait a minute, this stuff all goes together. And it just was a consistent package that would just show up, you know, one right after the other. So that's why I then made the centering balance, which just takes pieces off of there and puts them into one lump. Okay, so that's plenty to work around with. I do recommend that you start with that touch for health list, you know, with the four major fingers there, and begin to get familiar. So if you want to practice finger modes, which I think is a good thing to practice, by the way, then you have some choices. You can just do priority mode, see which of those things relates to that finger. Okay. So enough of all of that. We're going to take a 10-minute break. And see, I told you it was 10, because I know it'll take 10 anyway, no matter what I said. And then we're going to do some lighter, funner things.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Yeah,
I know. This has been big, heavy stuff here. So enough.